Welcome to North State Give and Take. My name's Bobby Tryon, and you're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. Today, I'm going to be speaking with Alyssa Larson from the Stonewall Alliance here in Chico. Welcome, Alyssa.
Thank you.
I sort of turn this over to people because they know better than I do about what we're talking about. So the Stonewall Alliance here in Chico is its own chapter?
Yeah, we're not a chapter of anything. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We're our own entity. We are just a small LGBTQ nonprofit community center. We carry the name Stonewall with us. There are a lot of LGBTQ centers and programs around the country and really around the world who take their name from the Stonewall Inn and the Stonewall Riots, which was sort of the beginning of the queer rights movement. As we currently understand it, of course, there was lots and lots of stuff happening before that, but the current queer civil rights movement that we recognize was sort of kicked off in the legal sphere in this country during the summer of 1969 and the Stonewall Riots. But yeah, we're our own little nonprofit community center.
I see. And I believe that you had your office where KZFR is now at one point.
We have, we have two buildings, sort of. The one I'm in right now is actually around the corner from that on 6th Street, across from the Pageant Theater and Ultra Beautician, is our main office. Our council, we have a couple of counseling offices that are in that KZFR building.
And so talk to me a little bit about who comes, what do you do with people, what do you offer them, things like that.
We have a variety of services. We're open to anyone can come and use us. There's no barrier to access us. You don't have to qualify for anything or something like that. We offer a low to no cost counseling, which, as you mentioned, some of those offices are at the KZFR building. So we're able to offer counseling to anyone. It can be counseling about any topic that's whatever's going on in their life. We just tend to center LGBTQ experiences, and our counselors are, training to be competent in that. We also have social and support groups. So people of lots of different identities, age groups, things like that. We have, groups for trans people. We have groups for teens. We have groups for parents. Are welcome to join our social support groups, which is basically just hanging out with people who identify or have similar experiences to you, talking about what's happening in your life, getting advice if you want it, doing fun activities sometimes. We offer free and confidential HIV and hepatitis C testing for anybody. That's by appointment only right now, I should say. The counseling and social support groups are video chat based right now for safety. The HIV and hepatitis C testing is by appointment only right now for safety. Let's see, what else do we do? We have, we do trainings for cultural competency trainings, LGBTQ cultural competency trainings for students, professional groups, businesses, whoever wants to learn better about LGBTQ information stuff, how to make their spaces, their activities, whatever, more safe, welcoming, and appropriate for people of all genders and identities. We're currently working on expanding that with some other community partners. We're collaborating on doing a similar thing for racial justice and making spaces and businesses and educating people about their behavior, especially in the professional sphere, being accessible, appropriate, and welcoming for people of all races as well, which is not necessarily true automatically. we have events, which is my primary focus. So we run Chico Pride. Right now we're in the middle of Trans Week, which I can get into later. There's a whole bunch of events that we've got going on right now. Trans Month, not Trans Week this year. We expanded it to be an entire month. We also offer individual advocacy for people who are looking for help accessing competent medical care, looking for, you know, especially folks who are trans identified, finding competent legal medical care from people who can provide both the individual services like understanding hormone replacement therapy and also just making sure that we can send people to medical and other service providers who we know to be appropriate, safe, and welcoming for people in our community. So we do a lot of that. We can provide people with free gender expression services like chest binders, bras, things like that for people who otherwise might have a difficult time finding things like that safely. We can help people legally change their name and gender marker to better match their chosen identities. I think that's an exhaustive list.
Wow. How many people use your services? I mean, are you busy?
Good question.
Do they know in the high school that you exist? Is it encouraged for kids? You know, if it starts there, you can really help.
Yeah. We're trying. We definitely do a lot of outreach into schools to try to make sure that they know that we exist and that we have services for them. It's not always the easiest thing. As I said, we're a small nonprofit. We have 3 employees. So it can be, and then a lot of really wonderful volunteer, our counselors and our HIV testers and our board members and stuff. But with really a very, very small staff, we have a difficult time both running all of these services and getting the word out everywhere we need to be. So we're not as busy as we'd like to be honest. We do a lot, but we, at any given time, like for instance, our social and support groups aren't that full right now. And we know that that has to do with people not wanting to be on Zoom when they don't have to be. That's a difficult thing for people to do. Yeah, we have capacity to be serving quite a bit more than we do.
Mm-hmm. And is it mostly younger people?
It varies. We get people of all ages. And I think that at different times, we sort of seem to be showing up in different social circles, which probably equates to different ages of people. Depends, I guess, just on who's recently heard of us or who's involved with us or, you know, who's on our board and talking to their friends and stuff. Right now, we do have a lot of younger folks. I would say people under 40 make up most of the folks who are coming to receive services. That's not always the case. Sometimes we have quite a few folks who are over 40, over 50 elders who are accessing services. Yeah, it really varies. We get a wide spread.
Just to, you know, I just wanted to back up because I think that sometimes people don't quite understand. They hear LGBTQ, okay, and they kind of lump it into something. Do that with me so that people can understand a little bit more about what that means.
Yeah. In order to understand what we mean when we say LGBTQ, I think the first thing to understand is what we mean when we say gender and when we say sexual orientation or identity. So everybody has a gender, right? I personally identify as a cisgender woman. Everybody has a sexual orientation, even if that orientation is that I'm not sexually attracted to people, which is called ace or asexual. But everybody has some kind of sexual identity. Everybody has some kind of gender. When we talk about the LGB part of LGBTQ, that stands for lesbian, gay, and bi or bisexual, we're talking about people whose sexual identity they would term something other than straight. So that could be people who, for instance, identify as a woman and are attracted to other women or are attracted to men and women and trans people, or maybe someone who has, you know, who builds a relationship with, who identifies as a man and has built a relationship with a woman, but also finds themselves attracted to other genders sometimes. There's a really wide variety of people who could fall into the LGB category. And so we really, I'll jump into, the T part of LGBT stands for trans, and that is about gender. That's not about attraction. That's not about sexuality. It's just about gender. So when I say gender, a lot of people get freaked out by that. Like, I don't know what that means. What is trans, man? How do I wrap my head around it? everybody has a gender. I have a gender. I identify as a woman. That's my gender. What trans literally means is different from or across. So it means a person whose gender identity is different from the sex they were assigned at birth in any direction. So let's say you were born and you popped out and the doctor said, that looks like a boy to me. Let's stamp that boy. That child grows up and discovers that they actually don't identify as a boy, they identify as a girl, or they identify as a non-binary person, or any variety of thing that is other than, yes, I agree with the doctor and the thing that got marked on my birth certificate. That's a trans person. The Q in LGBTQ can stand for queer, or it can stand for questioning. Questioning obviously means I'm not sure. I don't know what I would call myself right now, which is completely valid. We go through lots of times in our life when we're not sure how we would identify ourselves or where we would define ourselves. Queer means a lot of different things. First of all, I do want to acknowledge the fact that there's been a long history of that word being used negatively and as a slur toward people. And so that's never something I would call another person, but people now are taking it back and using it proactively to describe themselves. And so a lot of folks choose to call themselves queer or identify within the queer community. That can be an umbrella term for everybody in this community, whether it's gender or attraction identities. It can also mean the same thing as gay, like I identify as one gender, I'm attracted to someone of exactly the same gender as me.
A trans person does then have an option where they could go even further, changing their gender, mm-hmm. literally.
Yes, there's lots of different ways that you can choose to express your gender. Gender identity is how you feel, and that's exactly how you feel, and that doesn't change, or it does change, but it has nothing to do with how you're expressing yourself. That's just what you're feeling inside. You can choose to change your gender expression any amount that you want, whether that's choosing to dress in a way that suits you better than what, you know, if you dressed the way that our society says that the people on your birth certificate should dress, or the letter on your birth certificate should dress, or most often dresses. You can choose to there's a variety of different hormonal treatments that can help you better basically load in hormones into your body or prevent hormones from developing that are contrary to the gender that you feel you are. There are surgeries folks can undergo, many, many different types of surgeries, anything from shaving your vocal cords so that you have different tonality in your voice to altering different parts of your body. There's lots of different ways people can choose to express their gender if they are trans and modify their body. There's different things you can wear, stuff like that, mm-hmm. or not. And some people are trans and choose not to do any modifications to their body, and that is also completely fine.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
We'll take a short break here. You're listening to North State Give and Take. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this is 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. We're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Alyssa Larson from the Stonewall Alliance Center in Chico. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a little bit. Welcome back to North State Give and Take, KZFR 90.1 FM, and our interview with Alyssa Larson from the Stonewall Alliance Center in Chico. So tell me about a cross-dresser, or someone who wears clothes of another gender.
Yeah. The major thing to remember about all of this is that it's never up to a person to decide for another person what their identity is. So anybody gets to say, I am this, I like to do this. And that is absolutely, we believe them. We say, thank you. I believe what you say. There are definitely folks who don't identify as trans, maybe identify, let's say, a common occurrence of this is you will see people who are a classic occurrence is you might see a person who's a drag queen who identifies as a man, oftentimes identifies as a gay man, but enjoys playing a role and dressing up and putting on a costume. And that is very different from being trans identified. That doesn't change who they are in the inside. That doesn't mean that that's their gender. That's a costume and a role that they're playing. And it's a form of self-expression that doesn't necessarily mean anything about a person's internal gender. That said, there are plenty of gray areas there and people who identify as both trans and gay and, you know, people can slide all over that scale, and that's fun to do, and that's totally their prerogative to do. But yeah, well pointed out that just putting on the clothes of a gender other than what society would assume you would wear does not necessarily mean that what's happening on the inside in terms of your understanding of your own gender is any particular way.
I feel as though Stonewall just feels like a comfortable place
for people to
go.
That is all we want to be.
and educational. I mean, learn so much about it and just take the charge out of all of it.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot of charge around, there's a lot of emotional charge and sort of tensing and anxiety and fear and worry and stuff that happens around talking about people's sexuality and talking about people's identity and talking about people's gender. And I think that that is something that we have learned very much from society and from history. And I'm not saying that there isn't tension. There's definitely a lot of trauma people have undergone for trying to express themselves and for living their authentic lives. And there still is today a lot of pressure and hate and fighting happening just for people to have the right to talk about these things and to live these ways. But the reality of it on the inside is this is just who people are. It's not a combative thing. It's just, you know, it sometimes surprises me when I look back and I remember that outside of this little bubble here in Stonewall and outside of our little community, people are so fired up about this and so upset and so ready to throw down about, you know, how somebody chooses to dress or how they feel on the inside or who mm-hmm. they're attracted to. And it's just such a personal, harmless thing that we all have. We all have a gender, an expression, a level of attraction to other people, and really has nothing to do with fighting or arguing with anyone. It's really just being yourself, which is something ideally, you know, we should all, I think, be encouraging people to do. I think culturally we don't have a really healthy, you can quote me on this, is fine. I think culturally we don't have a really healthy relationship with our own sexuality, with our own identity, with our own, even relationship to our own gender. Even, you know, there's so much toxic masculinity and angry feminine. There's so many different weird relationships that we have with our own sexuality and our own gender. It's sort of no wonder to me that when someone steps outside of what we consider the norm or wants to talk about this stuff in a social sphere, hackles get raised because people just aren't used to addressing their own issues with this stuff. And so I think when you have people who are that defensive because they haven't addressed their own stuff, the outlet that they see as appropriate is to be upset and aggressive at other people for being more developed in their ability to talk about this stuff and to express themselves.
Yeah, it's that thing about judgment. Boy, we sure do. We sure get lost in that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes from long history of what we judge from.
Yeah, yeah. I think it comes from a lot of insecurity.
Yes.
And a lot of just untended fears and anxieties inside of us.
Well, and just our bodies. I mean, not just the relationship that we have with our bodies. Sometimes I look at it and wonder, you know, just what we think is attractive, what we think we look like. All of that is all mixed in there. Yeah.
I would agree. Right now, March is Trans Month at Stonewall. Typically, at this time of year, we would be having what we call Trans Week, which is a series of professional trainings for folks in the medical field, educational field, et cetera, in better serving trans youth, trans clientele, stuff like that. And we plan to bring that back again next spring, but we, because of COVID, this past year, we had to postpone what normally happens in the spring all the way until October. So we just had that. So we don't want to do it again so soon. So instead, during March, we are doing a series of events for the trans community, just for resources, information, visibility, joy, stuff that we feel like would be useful, helpful, and enjoyable for the trans community and their allies. So we have events each weekend. All of the first three weekends of March are online. So coming up March 6th, we've got a workshop for people in creating four-panel comics. We have a trans cartoonist from, they're called Trans Boy Comics. Their name is Will. And they are just a delight. And so they are going to guide people of any orientation. Everyone is welcome, but it will center trans experiences. They're going to guide people through sort of turning the difficult, important, bizarre, funny moments in your real life into four-panel comics, which is sort of a form of journaling. It's sort of a form of art. And it's just real fun and real cathartic. So that's going to be really cool. Next Saturday on the 13th, we've got a free clinic people can come to online again to learn how to walk through the process of legally changing their name and their gender marker on official documents so that it can better match their identity and the name that they choose to go by. This can be really, really helpful for people if really in any setting, legally, you know, going to doctors and stuff, having your actual name and gender marker that you use on your official documentation changes how you interact with establishment, you know, anytime you go to an institution. And then later that evening, we're going to have, or I should say later that afternoon, we're going to have a special event for teens where we're going to do one of our teen group's favorite art projects, but we're opening it up to any teen who wants to join. So anybody 13 to 19, I think, is welcome. But we're giving kits out with toys and craft supplies and stuff. And then we're all going to jump on a Zoom call together and sort of Frankenstein's monster together the toys. We call it creature creations, so we can make new toys out of recycled old ones and, you know, create clothes for them, dress them up, put decorations on them. It's really, really cool. On March 19th, which is the Friday, we're going to have a workshop from Vibe Speech Therapy on learning how to safely and effectively change the tone and pitch of your voice to better communicate your gender expression, because it's a thing that a lot of folks go through, especially when people are trying to feminize their voices, but also to masculinize their voices. It's a whole process, and if people do it wrong, they can damage their vocal cords. And so this workshop is kind of a 101, a beginner's thing to learning the basics of that. And then they're also offering super low group rates to anybody who attends that workshop who wants to continue with with speech therapy with them, which they're all doing online right now. This is a lot. And then this is the big one. On Saturday, the end of the month, Saturday, March 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are having a parking lot fundraiser and makers fair. So everyone in Chico is invited. It's masks required. Please exercise safety. Please don't take your masks off. Please don't hug people who aren't in your party. You know the deal. But at our parking lot here on the corner of 6th Street and Orient Street, we are going to have a big fair and fundraiser. So we're going to have coffee, food, music, art, all from local trans artists and makers. We have a t-shirt with a hand-drawn logo that was made by Scout, our local wonderful artist and musician. We will be live printing t-shirts with Pedal Press. People can buy them for, and that money all goes to our fundraiser for all of our free trans services and sort of helps make all of the other events we're doing during Trans Month free. If you come to that, you know, get a coffee, get a t-shirt. We'll also be selling flags and buttons and things like that. We'll have music from Siana Sonoki. We'll be DJing. And our wonderful local person, Claire Fong, is going to be there sewing. We have little, we're selling the thing on patches as well as t-shirts, the little logo. She will sew a patch onto anything that you bring for you, and will also, for any donation you can afford, we'll be there mending clothes. So if you have something you would like mended, you can bring your clothes. She'll have her sewing machine out there and she will do that for you. It's gonna be a whole lot of fun. We're gonna try to keep it as safe and physically distanced as possible, even though of course everyone wants to jump into a big group hug, but that's not what we're gonna do.
That was another thing, just real quick, fundraising, money, that kind of thing. You're financially okay, you get some funding from the feds?
From the county.
County.
We are okay. We are operating, we're still here, which is really handy, but because we don't have, first of all, our funding did get cut. Everybody in the county got a little bit cut because there's just not as much money. So that's a little bit under. And then our events that we normally have, Pride and stuff like that, we're not able to take in money from it because we just don't feel right charging for online events. People can donate. It would be very helpful. It really helps us out. Yeah, quite a bit of our annual income comes from donations, sponsorships. If you want to sponsor Pride, Chico Pride, we're doing that right now. That would be me you want to talk about or want to talk to. If you want to make donations, become a sponsor for Chico Pride, or even just buy some merch from our online merchandise store. We have t-shirts, flags, buttons, things like that. You can do all of that at our website, stonewallchico.org. If anyone is interested in any of our services, whether they need a training done for a classroom or for a business or just a consultation, if you're having issue, you know, we try to meet everybody where they are. So a lot of the best work that we do with trainings and stuff is for folks who maybe have questions and really are running up against things and are like, you know, I want to be a better ally. I want to make my space or my business or my whatever more accessible for my trans employees, my trans clients, my trans students, or LGBTQ students, really. But I don't know how, or I can't get past this barrier. We call us up. We're here to help.
Yeah.
And we're here to meet you where you are. And same goes with anybody who's experiencing that personally. You know, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to come out. I don't know how to talk to my boss or, you know, whatever is going on for you. Mm-hmm. Call us up, send us an email. All of our information is on our website, stonewallchico.org. We are here to help. We are actively looking for board members. Please, if you're interested in being part of this, of what's going on and helping us kind of carry the load and helping us make decisions and stuff, let us know.
There's a spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, I want to thank you, Alyssa. Thank you for talking to me about Stonewall. You know, I've always known it's been here and I've always known a little bit about it, but I feel like I know a lot more.
Thank you for having us on. I have to say, I was a little bit doubtful at the beginning of, we don't have any prompts. What are we going to talk about? But it worked out great. So you were right.
You've been listening to an interview with Alyssa Larson from the Stonewall Alliance in Chico. I know that we missed some of the events this month for Trans Month that Alyssa was talking about. If some of those sounded interesting, go to stonewallchico.org. I'm sure you can get information. And one last event for Trans Month will be this Saturday from 10 to 2
at 6th and Orient, which is their office and parking lot, for a Makers Fair. You can reach the center at stonewallchico.org for information. Thanks for listening to North State Give and Take. My name's Bobby Tryon. You're listening to 90.1 FM. Come back next Tuesday at 6 o'clock for another interview with a local community nonprofit.